First, we try to abort them. That doesn't work. We try to poison them with vaccines, with food. And then we poison their minds in school with indoctrination, and then we can ultimately mutilate and sterilize them. How about that? Full-on plan. Where is that coming from? Is that satanic? And, you know, we talk so much about transgenderism, right? Well, there's something else called transgenic. This is the genetic modification of animals and things. And now they have a very strange use. I mean, you think it was strange that they've got a vaccine to stop cow farts. Well, this is genetic modification to make cows squirt insulin from their teats instead of milk. Because that's what we need, isn't it? Health Day News says, well, there may be an unexpected fix for the ongoing shortage of insulin. A brown bovine in Brazil recently made history as the first transgenic cow. So we've gone from these transgender freaks in the Biden administration. Now we're going to have transgenic cows. It's transhumanism and all the rest of this stuff. And here's the way they explained it, the quote. Mother Nature designed the mammary gland as a factory to make protein really, really efficiently. No, it was not Mother Nature. It was Father God who did it. And so we're going to fix that. We're going to change that. We can take advantage of that system to produce a protein that can help hundreds of millions of people worldwide. And Armageddon Pros says, well, this is exactly how technocrats view all life forms, including humans. We are all merely factories. That's what they said with the mRNA stuff, right? We're going to turn your body into a factory. We're going to inject you with this genetic code, and it's going to turn your body into a factory to create this stuff. And how do you turn that off? Well, maybe you don't. They view us all as factories to produce biologics for some pharmaceutical or industrial purpose, at least until AI figures out to achieve the same production capacity without us. Then we become utterly useless. I don't think they meant that as a pun. You got a cow that is producing insulin that way. I think they're utterly useless as far as I'm concerned. Will we be able to get raw insulin, or will it have to be going filtered through the big agricultural, big pharmaceutical people? A biotechnology journal said using transgenic animals as bioreactors to produce proteins of pharmaceutical interest. I have no interest in that, but the pharmaceutical companies do. Has been proposed as an efficient alternative to an increase in protein production while decreasing costs. The mammary gland is a tissue where post-translational modifications are possible for large-scale recombinant protein production. The first step in this process is to produce transgenic animals containing a transgene that drives recombinant protein expression in a tissue-specific manner in the mammary gland. Mad scientists, given mad money, mad amounts of money by the government, the Federal Reserve, which can just make this stuff up out of thin air. The combination of gene transfer mediated by lentivirus and SCNT methodologies used in this work successively generated a transgenic calf that contains the gene to produce human proinsulin in milk.
David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. Trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.